You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right.
News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right, like the dude just said. Hey, moving into our second hour already, that was a fast hour, but moving into our second hour right now, I'm switching gears, so I spent the whole first hour talking about it's a supreme day. It's a supreme day, the Supreme Court of the United States. Big doings happening in the Supreme Court of the United States, and, you know, that's where lawyer Phil gets kind of fired up sometimes. And I have to remind myself to talk like a normal person because lawyers don't talk normal. I had a law school professor years ago who right in the middle of a lecture, he just stopped and goes, "Isn't it great? You're getting paid to say things and nobody understands what you're talking about." But anyway, all that to say, there is a lot of unique language in the practice of law, just like any other profession. But nonetheless, I get excited about the possibilities here. And so, yeah. All right, moving to the next part of the Triple Dipper, though. Triple Dipper number two, U.S. Senate race coming in hot. All right, so bottom of the hour, 3:30, we got Mike Durant, who's running for the U.S. Senate here in Alabama, calling into the show. So we'll talk to him. He's got his new Alabama First campaign. I'm going to go ahead and just hazard this, all right? I'm going to go ahead and say that at this point, Mike Durant's race is the one to keep an eye on. Mike Durant is not only the spoiler for the two that thought that they were, you know, the ones who were going to run the top of the run the tables, basically, Katie Britt and Mo Brooks, but Mike Durant is also bringing in a different dynamic. This is not an endorsement by any stretch. I'm just saying that right now, if you watch it, I mean, just the reality is he came out of nowhere. Nowhere. How many of you, if I had asked you 6 months ago who Mike Durant was, would even know? Some would. I already did. Just because, you know, military history and that kind of thing, I was aware of his status with the Battle of Mogadishu, Black Hawk Down. I'm keenly aware of the two guys who defended him on the ground, Shugart and Gordon, who both died on the scene and then were awarded medals of honor. Very keen on that story. But nonetheless, most of you wouldn't know who Mike Durant was. And so he came out of nowhere and immediately scarfed up a large, like a double digit in the polls. But people don't do that. It doesn't happen that way. You don't usually just walk into a statewide race where he might be well known in the defense community because he has a great business doing that in Huntsville. He might be known in the military community, say at Redstone or at down at Fort Rucker, because he's an aviator. But the rest of the state? And yet right now, Mike Durant was at 16% out of nowhere. I mean, just like came in and just shabam, 16%. Immediately, Linda Blanchard went ahead and exited the race. And this past week, Jessica Taylor exited the race. As soon as Linda Blanchard exited the race, for the most part, she had 4% in the votes or the polls. It appears that all 4% went to Mike Durant. He went from 12 to 16%, just like that. Now Jessica Taylor dropped out. She has, I think, 4.4%. She dropped out. I'm curious to see if the next poll shows Mike Durant in the 20s, because you know where Mo Brooks and Katie Britt are? In the 20s. That would be earth-shattering for the two campaigns, the Britt and Brooks campaigns, who were seen as the well-heeled, most likely, it's going to be one of us, we'll be in the runoff together, and now, look at Mike Durant. Yep. Well, listen, that kind of thing's happening around the nation right now. Let me just tell you, I've got a story right here from Business Insider. Business Insider, which is typically a very liberal read, if I'm not mistaken, they've done some pretty scarfy stuff here of late. But they got a fairly neutral article here. It's called, the title of it is A Guide to the Most Important Primary Elections of the 2022 Midterm. So primaries are all over the board. I knew there were different dates. I had no idea how far apart they were. But we're going to be watching things, all right? So the 2022 midterm elections themselves, the general election, 10 months away. The primaries are what's to watch right now. Because the primaries are number one, the primaries in this article in Business Insider even says that the primaries are going to also test Donald Trump's endorsements. see whether his chosen candidates, in this case Mo Brooks in Alabama, see whether Donald Trump's endorsement still carries the same level of weight. It's also going to be something where you sort of see the candidates flesh themselves out and you all of a sudden realize, huh, that Democrat incumbent doesn't look that good standing next to that new Republican who just won his primary, or vice versa. So I think, and this article, by the way, in Business Insider says that what we're seeing right now is there are more Trump-style conservatives, I'm good with that, who could replace the moderate and establishment Republicans who are leaving the Senate. There's five establishment Republicans that are all retiring nationwide in the Senate. Democrats are looking at probably having more younger candidates and candidates of color who are underrepresented largely in both chambers, replacing their retiring members. Although I will say this, I think it's a reach to say that candidates of color are the only ones that should be noted in the Democrat side, because we're seeing more and more that the Black and Latino communities are recognizing the value of being Republicans. That being said, listen to this. Primaries, the primary elections, the ones where you get to figure out who you get to vote for in the fall. The primary elections are March 1st in Texas, May 3rd in Ohio, and then we also got May 10th, West Virginia, May 17th, Pennsylvania. I mean, it's all over the board. May 19th, Idaho, May 24th, that's us, Alabama. May 24th is us. Alabama's also Georgia, May 24th. Then June, we also got Nevada, South Carolina, California, Illinois, New York. June 28th is Illinois. August is Arizona, Missouri, Michigan, Washington. And then, August continues on with Wisconsin. Golly, everybody in the world. Alaska. Our favorite Liz Cheney is going to have her primary in Wyoming in August. And then all the way out to the end of August, Florida, August 23rd. And then, believe it or not, New Hampshire won't even do their primary until September, right before you get to the November elections. So what I'm saying is you'll start seeing these races shaping up. For Alabama, though, for you guys, for all you right side ruffians, May 24th. May 24th, we'll know in our Senate race, is it going to be Mike Durant, Mo Brooks, Katie Britt? That's where we are. Bam. And truthfully, whoever wins the primary in that race probably wins the election, just period. I don't think we even have a Democrat right now, do we? I'm not sure we do. Copper, do we have a Democrat running in our U.S. Senate race? I do not recall seeing one.
I don't either.
I think whoever wins that primary is golden. So Democrats are kind of getting disparaging about their own chances right now. You good on those clips, Copper? I got clip 3 and 4 up on the board. You good on that? I think I heard one of them try to play just a minute ago. Was that what that was? Copper, you grab the microphone. I'm talking.
Yes, it's ready. I put it on the board. Sorry.
Okay. All right, let's do this. Let's play, I tell you what, Copper, play clip 3. This is from Politico, a Politico panel talking. Politico, not known for being conservative, but they're speaking truth. Go ahead and play it.
Well, with 2021 in the rearview mirror, Democratic politicians and consultants across the nation are finding it harder to outpace their misfortunes in time for the 2022 midterms. That's according to Politico. David Siders reported earlier in December, quote, interviews with more than 24 state party chairs, executive directors, and strategists suggest party officials are reframing the 2022 election as a defensive effort, with success defined as maintaining the Democratic Senate majority and holding back a Republican tide in the House. Siders concludes, quote, asked about the party's prospects next year, one state party's executive director shook his head and said, let's get a drink. So with that in mind, we'd like to give you our best guess at what's to come in the 2022 electoral contest. So Ryan, why don't we start off with you? What do you think is going to happen?
Okay, I've gotten mostly out of the prognostication business. I could say that if Democrats can hold the Senate and lose the House, they would probably consider that a huge win for them. The big questions, I guess, come down to Maggie Hastin in New Hampshire and Raphael Warnock in Georgia and Mark Kelly in Arizona. And in both Georgia and Arizona, they have implemented new voting rights laws that, if they had been implemented in 2020, probably both of those candidates would have lost.
All right, you can stop it there. All right, you can stop it there. So you hear that? I love the line where she says, talking to one Democrat Party chairman in one state, asked about their chances in the midterms. He said, "Let's just get a drink," meaning it's driven him to the bottle. He doesn't even have any oomph yet. And then the other guy who just chimed in there, the lady who started it off, handed off to a guy who said that he really believes that if the Democrats can see 2022 end up with them retaining the Senate and losing the House, they'll count that as a victory. Can you imagine? I mean, when victory is built upon loss, that's really not victory. All right. But what that means is, truthfully, if you don't own the majority in both House and Senate, then you're not going to get things passed in today's polarized environment. I mean, you're going to get stuff that's low level, or things that's bipartisan, or things that, you know, that everybody agrees on. And there are those, by the way. I mean, you don't see all the things that happen in D.C., just like you don't see all the things that happen in Montgomery. There's a lot of stuff that happens that's bipartisan. We all agree on them. No one would find it controversial. They're called non-controversial bills. But nonetheless, the stuff that we're seeing right now that we're all worried about, the things that give me plenty of stuff to talk about on this show, that's going to be tough unless we can get House and Senate. Well, there are some that believe we'll get both. And tell you what, Copper, run us to a break. When we get back from this break, I'm going to tell you where the battlegrounds are. All right? Because there are some states, Alabama's going to be what they call safe Republican, but we want a good one. But there are some states that they're saying are the true battlegrounds that could flip the base of power in D.C. Tell you about that when we get back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. We'll be right back. News Talk, 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid and conservative and just plain right, and live online at rightsideradio.org, rightsideradio.org, our website, where you can also download the podcast, listen to us somewhere a second time, third time, send a clip to your friends, or pick up a piece you missed from the day before. Rightsideradio.org has got all that stuff on it and more. Hey, listen, so story on NBCnews.com. I'm talking about Senate and House races around the nation. So right now, there's a firm feeling that it's going to be like an overwhelming win for Republicans in the House in the midterm elections, like a total spanking, all right? They've got something like 25 Democrat House members that have chosen to retire. They're not even running again. It's creating open seats. Open seats are fun to watch. But then even then, we think there's going to wind up being incumbents that are challenged by opposite party Republicans who are going to wind up taking that seat. The Senate is where it's tough. The Senate is, you know, I don't know how to say this except that it's just harder to get through. They run typically for six-year terms. They wind up becoming more entrenched. Many members of the Senate have been there long enough to where even like Joe Manchin, who is a moderate Democrat in a Republican state, can still maintain his seat, typically speaking. Well, here are the battlegrounds. Story on NBC News, dated a couple of days ago. Georgia, first battleground, because that nut job, Raphael Warnock, who got elected, he's a former pastor, very progressive, just basically he's an activist is what he is. But he won his seat in a special election just in 2020. He's up again in Georgia, and right now it appears that Herschel Walker is the lead to take him to task in the midterm elections. Arizona, another special election put Democrat Senator Mark Kelly. He was a retired NASA astronaut and Navy pilot. He outperformed President Biden in Arizona by like 40,000 votes. That's a historically red state. But right now, they've got Kyrsten Sinema and Mark Kelly. Well, Mark Kelly's up for re-election, and his race is seen as one that is potential. The lead candidate in that race is Attorney General Mark Brnovich, who has been very conservative in fighting back against the Biden administration. Pennsylvania is also one to watch. Retiring Republican Senator Pat Toomey. We'll see what happens. because Democrats are hot on that, and that's a purple state, Pennsylvania. Nevada, very competitive. There's a first-term Democrat senator, Catherine Cortez Masto. I'm not even familiar with her, really, but she's got a pretty solid opponent in a Republican who's the former state attorney general, a guy named Adam Laxalt. So Nevada is the other one, and then Wisconsin. In Wisconsin, we're looking at right now, it's still a mystery. We don't know what's going to happen. Senator Ron Johnson, very conservative. Senator Ron Johnson is looking at possibly retiring, but he's keeping his cards kind of close to the vest. No one knows what he's going to do. And so will he or won't he? Is it an open seat or is it not? Well, dude, you got to say something soon because I'm sure you got to qualify because Wisconsin is going to have their primary this year like everybody else, and people want to know what you're doing. But those are the five major battlegrounds that we're looking at. Well, I don't have time to play you what I wanted to on clip four because I'm going to have a caller, Mike Durant's calling in at the bottom of the hour. But I'll tell you this, the latter part of that the latter part of that discussion on Politico that I played you part of a moment ago literally says that right now it's expected that the House is going to go overwhelmingly Republican, like maybe as many as 20 seats. That's going to be a spanking. And if that happens, praise God. But then the other side of that is the Senate, and you still got to watch that. But if we can push past, keep in mind it's 50-50 right now, but the vice president technically counts as number 51 for the Democrats because she can split a tie vote. So 50-50, if we can pick up 3, 4, 5 seats and win the House, vaccine mandates should go away, and a number of other things ought to change as well. It's going to be a whole new day. Well, one of those who's trying to get up there is Mike Durant. Mike Durant is going to be on the phone with us here in just a few minutes, running for the U.S. Senate, a businessman, a military guy. And we'll talk to him about his race. He just launched what's known as his Alabama First campaign tour. And I want to hear from him as to what that means. And when he says Alabama First, how does he plant that flag in D.C. for us? That's the race right now, in my opinion, in this state to really watch. That and the governor's race is about to get. I just got a text a minute ago. We're about to have another official announcement here very soon in the governor's race. But right now, that U.S. Senate race coming in hot, y'all. U.S. Senate race in Alabama coming in hot. And the one to watch right now, the one who's come out of nowhere and shocked everybody with his ability to gather name ID and polling numbers, is Mike Durant. So we'll see what he has to say when we get back here at the bottom of the hour. All right. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We are indeed solid conservative and just plain right. This is WVNN, the News Talk powerhouse of North Alabama. And according to the polls right now, this is the biggest show in the afternoons across North Alabama. And it's all because of you guys. Thank you, my Right Side ruffians, for making this show successful. We appreciate you. All right, we'll be right back with Mike Durant.